This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what if there is a medical study, it is my job to report it to you, okay? Even if the subject matter might not be rated G. So this latest study looks at men who may perceive their genitalia to be smaller and their acclivity towards sports cars. And apparently this study links men's desire for a snazzier sports car may be related to a smaller penis size. Now, I think this is ridiculous. I read the study. I think there could be some limitations. It's a fascinating study, and I think everything should be studied. But, okay, I love sports cars, and I understand I don't have a penis. But when I see a car on the road that's cool or an antique, I stop everything. I'll even pull over to get a better look if I can. And my kids know this. My kids are even trained. They're like, Mom, look, look. I just love cars. And I love just refurbished and or not. You have a Corvette from the 60s. I will stop everything to look at it. It's just cool stuff. Very cool stuff. It's amazing to think 60s is now old. So, but for a man to prefer a sports car and to say that has to do with them having a smaller penis, I just don't know if I buy it. So according to this study, all right, this is crazy stuff. Here we go. Don't want to lose the article. This was a preprint study in, and I want to give the source where it is. It's, I apologize. I don't have the name of the journal. I believe the study came out of University College London, but it's a preprint and it hasn't officially been peer reviewed, but the study has linked that men who will own or prefer a flashy vehicle may have an issue with their self-esteem in terms of penis size. So the participants were shown a statement on the screen for 7 seconds, followed by a picture of a product, some luxury, some everyday. They were asked to drag a slider to show how much they would have liked the product. Then they were shown the original statement again, or a statement with a subtle change, and asked whether it was true or false. Within these statements was questions about their or penis size. And the particular statements were always followed by a picture of a car. Now, they wanted to manipulate the participant's self-esteem. So some of the group was told that the average size of an erect penis was 7.1 inches. Others were told it's 4 inches. Now, the real average is in between. Remember we talked about countries vary in sizes and races different in sizes. So the average man could be between 4 and 7 inches. 8 inches. That can happen. Okay? The real average, they said, is in between. They said the idea was that the men who were told that the average size was much larger would believe then that their penis was on the smaller side and then choose the fancier sports car. This is the study, people. When comparing the results, the team found the men made to believe that their penises were smaller than average were more likely to rate sports cars as highly desirable. There was also an effect on age, with this trend being much more marked in men over the age of 30. The work is not peer reviewed. All right, we can't start making fun of. But I've been around the block. Okay, I'm middle aged, dated men, have many menace friends, have a sports car myself. There's a few things going on when a man wants a sports car. And I don't think it has to do with their penis size. A sports car is a sign of youth. Everybody says, well, people get in a sports car, they're having a midlife crisis, they're trying to find chicks, they're trying to, you know. Not always. I love my Corvette, and it's used, so we could afford it. Couldn't buy a new one. And I love it because when I was little, I loved playing with cars. I didn't really like the whole Barbie things. I thought my brother's toys were cool. And when I was little, I always wanted to be able to go vroom vroom in a cool car. My car goes vroom vroom. My car makes noise. I'm not in it because I'm trying to look 20 years old. I'm not in it because I want to get a new husband. I want to be in a car that makes noise and goes vroom, vroom. Now, that's me. I'm a woman. Some of you men may say, no, no, I'm really compensating. But here's the thing, and I've told you guys this. When it comes to penis size and sex, it has to be just right. I've had many female patients come in, I've experienced this too, where sometimes somebody is just too big. And it sometimes doesn't work. And the best lover is the one that fits. It's like the whole Cinderella glass slipper sort of thing. And so many individuals don't have to be 9.5 inches. They could be in the 6s or the 7s and be perfect for who they're with. And there's this concept that you have to be bigger, you have to be bigger. Now, I get that if somebody is below the standard deviation or below the mean, how it might stand out. But there are many individuals that can still be very well satisfied with lovers who don't necessarily have a very large penis. And I think many men out there have learned that there's a little bit more to the choreography and what they need to do. And so confidence may play a role. And if somebody is really, really good with the ladies or really good with the partners or whoever he wants to entice, he might have a little bit more confidence. Now, somebody could say they may be more willing to spend than on a sports car. Somebody with so much confidence may be like, you know what? I could get any job I want because I'm endowed. So I could pay for this car. So I sometimes wonder if it can be the opposite. But honestly, if I see a man drive a sports car, I don't think anything about his anatomy. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we do have some news to celebrate. U.S. cancer death rate has fallen 33%. Since 1991, our cancer death rate is falling. Yeehaw! Very well done, people. Very well done. Doctors don't get all the credit. Nurses don't get all the credit. Pharmacists don't get all the credit. Pharmaceutical companies don't get all the credit. Advancements don't get all the credit. But you guys get a lot of credit. Because I think you are learning. You're teaching yourselves. We've had the internet since the 90s. And you're like, could this be cancer? Should I get this checked out? I'm not going to just wait to go to a doctor and go, all right, everything's fine. Just like with the car. I don't think about the car until the mechanic looks at it and says, all right, now we got a problem here. A lot of you had had that attitude for decades with the doctor. I went to the doctor. He said it was fine, so I don't have to do anything. Well, what did he say was fine? Well, he checked my heart. But did he do a rectal exam? Is your rectum fine? Well, I'm assuming if he checked my heart, the rectum's fine. No. Somebody has to look at the rectum. Somebody has to look at your skin for cancer. Somebody has to do a blood test. So we've, as patients, have educated ourselves more. And one of the reasons is many of you don't have the same doctor. You meet a stranger every time you go in to get seen. Never have had the same doctor for more than two visits. And it's a shame. I think the continuity of care is vital. But because many people don't go to the doctor, they'll use telemedicine or they'll just go to urgent care. Oftentimes you're getting somebody new, fresh. So you get a lot of opinions, but you might not be getting the full physical or the full review. And it's going to take you to be on top of things. But that the fact that we have the rate of people dying from cancer is fantastic. Dropping 33% since 1991. That means we have saved 3.8 million deaths. This is a report published Thursday in a cancer journal for clinicians. The rate of lives lost to cancer continued to shrink. Now, this data is coming from the latest data between 2019 and 2020. I am a little nervous that this number has regressed since 2020 because telemedicine exploded and many people are not getting their pap smears, going in for their mammograms, getting their colonoscopies. So keep in mind, we did a fantastic job up until COVID. Now the data might change a little bit. But thank God, I got to tell you, we have cancer in my family and some of them survived. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Cancer is not a death sentence anymore. It can be if it's found too late, but we have been able to do amazing things. The report attributes a steady progress to improvements in cancer treatment. We have dropped our smoking, and we've been detecting early. Dr. Knudsen said new revelations for prevention, early detection, and for treatment have resulted in true meaningful gains in as many of the 200 diseases that we call cancer. In their report, researchers from the American Cancer Society also pointed to HPV vaccinations as connected to reductions in cancer deaths. HPV, or human papillomavirus infections, can cause cervical cancer and other cancer types, like throat cancer. Many men are like, well, I don't have a cervix, so I don't need the HPV vaccine. If at all you're thinking about having oral sex with your partner, you might want to get the HPV vaccine. Throat cancer is a killer. So these are things that I think, you know, have definitely benefited us. Among women in the early 20s, there was a 65% drop in cervical cancer rates from 2012 to 2019. Now, that was when the HPV vaccines had been before then, but in terms of seeing the sequelae of being vaccinated as a child to then be coming into your 20s, that follows. That maybe the HPV vaccine did help. The lifetime probability of being diagnosed with any invasive cancer is estimated to be 40.9% for men and 39% for women. And when I was in medical school, I learned that one out of every two people get some sort of cancer. Hopefully it's like the one Jill Biden has. Dr. Jill Biden has a basal cell carcinoma. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping if I get cancer, it's going to be something that's easy to treat. But cancer hits us. In my family, we have breast cancer and colon cancer smacking up one side the butt and down the other. Also have heart disease, so I get screened as much as I can. The report includes projections, according to CNN, for 2023, estimating that there could be nearly 2 million new cancer cases, equivalent to 5,000 cases a day, and more than 600,000 cancer deaths in the United States this year. During the early days of the COVID pandemic, many people skipped their regular medical exams. Yes, they have. And some doctors have seen a rise in advanced cancer cases. Be prepared that these advanced cancer cases could turn to cancer deaths and the number could go down post-COVID. We have got to be on top of things. You know, as a telemedicine physician now, because I closed my office after Obamacare and went to teach and then now do media full-time and telemedicine, I can't tell you how many times people call up saying they have blood in their stool. And when I ask, when was their last colonoscopy, they say, oh, I didn't do one. I did that test where you just check your stool. Well, that's nice. And those are fantastic tests and screens. But now that you have blood in your stool, you've got to go and get a colonoscopy. You've got to get seen. I'm noticing a lot of younger people with blood in their stool. Now, maybe it's because nobody ever talked about it when they did. They were embarrassed about hemorrhoids, or they were embarrassed about a fissure, or more people are having rectal sex, anal sex, and that could be causing some tears. But I'm seeing a lot more of that, and so I'm nervous. Are we going to be seeing, you know, more rectal cancer? Now, rectal cancer can also be caused by HPV. So the vaccinated individuals may be at lower risk, because HPV virus can cause throat cancer, cervical cancer, rectal cancer. It could cause vaginal cancer, could cause a variety of cancers. Could cause warts, penile warts, etc. But we're also seeing fewer people getting vaccinated the last few years. I'm noticing now when parents call in with their child being sick, I'll ask, are your child's vaccines up to date? Some of them say, yeah, absolutely. Child just went in, got up to date. Okay, good. But many more are saying, nope, child's been homeschooled, child hasn't seen the doctor quit, and the HPV vaccine is a three-part series, and so there's a lot of parents that might be like, okay, between the MMR and the tetanus and the hepatitis and the Prevnar and the polio and the COVID and the flu, and the parents are overwhelmed. It's a lot of vaccines. Now, the doctor can keep track, say, okay, you know, child needs this, child needs this, just like your vet. It's amazing how the vets can keep track. All right, well, they need the leukemia, they need the rabies vaccine, they need this, you know, there's that, they'll keep track, but for parents, it's overwhelming. And so, unfortunately, we're going to subside. But it's not just about vaccines. The other worry I have is we've been eating like crap. Okay, we aren't necessarily going out on a date and saying, okay, well, I got to lose weight, I got to fit into this dress. We're going to be going out, then we're going to walk to the movie theater, and then we're going to save money at the movie theater because the popcorn's too expensive. Now it's, okay, well, we're streaming, and I can see the movie for free, so just warm up the popcorn. People aren't leaving the house. They're eating like crap. They're not losing weight. That's going to cause advanced cancer cases. So we have some great news. This is fantastic. Cancer death. If you could find the breast cancer early, you could save the person. If you could find the colon cancer early, you could save them. And then look at the types of treatment we have. For Jimmy Carter to have stage 4 melanoma and still be alive is a miracle. We can fight stage 4 melanoma, not for everybody, but for some. This is fantastic. So we need to keep it up. But how do we keep it up? Well, as I said, we're going to have to be up to date on our vaccines. I know it's not easy. A lot of people don't like vaccines. I get it. Shouldn't be forced, but for those who want it, should be able to get it. Next is we need to still have an environment that supports research and development. Now, that doesn't mean pharmaceutical companies should be making billions, but we can't be always vilifying pharmaceutical companies who are coming up with drugs and blaming them for things that they may not be in control of, because we need them to make new drugs, new treatments. We need companies to manufacture a lot of these AI and advancements we're using. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. President Biden says he continues to cooperate with the Justice Department over classified and other documents found not just at an old office, but also at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
The Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's not happy with the perceived double standard as compared to former President Trump.
Here's an individual that sat on 60 Minutes that was so concerned about President Trump's documents locked in behind, and now we find it just as a vice president, keeping it for years out in the open in different locations.
A huge windstorm is blasting the deep south, leading to tornado watches and warnings. Authorities in Morgan County, Alabama report damage and injuries. The Consumer Price Index dropped 0.1% in December, biggest month-over-month drop since April of 2020. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite books in medical school was Dermatological Manifestations of Internal Disease, where I thought it was the coolest thing were doctors, many of them using Asian medicine, could take a look at a patient and just by looking at them, know what's going on the inside. I think that's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. It's magic medicine. I think that is so cool. Where often many Chinese physicians will have you stick out your tongue, based on what your tongue looks like, they could tell if you have liver disease, nutritional deficiency, strep, yeast overgrowth. And a lot of us doctors have come to learn how to do that. We can look at the tongue. Get that tongue's have a look. Eyes have a look. Skin color. There's a condition where you have, when somebody has multiple moles on their back that are starting to swirl, and it looks like you took your thumb and smeared the mole. When you see moles that look smeared on one's back, that could be a sign of GI cancer. It blows my mind. Acanthosis nigricans, a condition where somebody has abnormal discoloration on certain body parts, could be a sign of cancer. When I was in training, there was a young man, I think he was maybe 21, 22, who was in the ICU for asthma. And his knees were up. He was on a ventilator. And I looked at his knees, and his knees had very odd moles. They had big, round moles on both his knees, same size, almost like they were knee pads or he kneeled on something. And I told the doctor, I told my superior resident, I go, look, he's got a funny, this is weird. He's got, I don't know if this is acanthosis nigricans, I don't know if this is a dermatologic manifestation of an internal malignancy, but I think he's got cancer. Well, he was admitted, he was put on a ventilator. When we CAT scanned him, turned out he didn't have asthma, he had lymphoma. And so I've seen this time and time again, where your skin, your body, will have a sign. Maybe in evolution, it's to alert others that your fertility or longevity might not be as, you know, maybe it's a marking that in the nature world might prevent somebody choosing you as a mate. I don't know. But I've seen this time and time again where there will be changes. Hair loss. Sometimes hair loss could be a sign of internal disease. We spoke about how it's very common for men to lose their hair, and women can lose their hair too. But when somebody loses their hair rapidly or at a younger age, they might be at higher risk for heart disease. They might have a hormone imbalance. I've seen females who have diabetes lose their hair. And very quickly, thyroid disorders can cause hair loss. And so we have to listen to things that happen and that occur on our bodies. And so me as a physician, I will look at your nails. I'll look at your feet. I'll look at your scalp. It's not just about the heart. It's not just about what does the blood work say. What does your skin try to tell me? So some of your nails are pretty brittle. Now that could be fungus, but it also could be that you have poor nutrition. You could have black, dark marks on the nail beds. That could be a sign of melanoma. Now, the melanoma could be under the nail. It doesn't necessarily have to be internal. But that has to be taken seriously. When people have fingers that look like Spiegel on Lord of the Rings, the clubbing, and they almost look like frog fingers, that could be a sign of respiratory issues. If you have little splinter hemorrhages or like a red streak, that could be a sign that you have a heart disease. And, you know, and so there's, you know, pitted nails, arthritis. Daily Mail does a nice piece on this, but we've spoken about this too. Our bodies tell us things. Some people may look a little yellow. If you look a little yellow, that could be a sign of liver disease. It could be a sign of cancer. So I urge people to keep, if they, let's say, haven't seen the doctor yet, or they're waiting, take a look at your skin and see what's on it. A lot of you have little yellow dots near your eyes on the skin. Those are xanthomas. They could be cholesterol deposits. You might have so much cholesterol that it's exuding into your skin. When somebody has outside fat all around their face or around their arms, that can mean you have fat internally around your organs. Fat around the organs or fat around the heart, not good. If somebody's, I taught medical students this, ask your lady patients, or men who shave their legs, but ask your patient if they shave their legs, have you noticed you're shaving less? Have you noticed you could go longer without shaving your legs? If they go yes, that could be a sign of peripheral vascular disease. I noticed my father had smoother legs than I did. And I'm like, where's the hair on your legs, Dad? He goes, I don't know. I don't have hairy legs anymore. And he ended up having a heart attack. I told him to get his heart checked. He had a heart attack. He was stubborn. Because lack of hair growth may be a sign that you don't have good blood flow. Good blood flow could be a sign of heart disease. Any of you that are on Viagra, I really hope to God you had a heart check. Because if you have poor blood flow to the penis, there's a very good chance you have poor blood flow to the heart. Now, I don't want to scare all of you, but I want to educate you that there are things that you could be missing because you're waiting for the doctor to pick up on it. A lot of doctors may not bring up, how's your penis working? They should. They should say, are you noticing any erectile dysfunction? Many people say, well, just check my testosterone. Just check my testosterone. Yeah, you should also be checking the heart. You should also be checking for diabetes. Anything that affects blood vessels should be checked. Now, I understand that's not dermatologic. That's more genital urinary. But these are things. How many of you look at your pee when you pee? A lot of you don't. A lot of you don't look at your poop. If your pee is bubbly, what does that mean? If your pee is bubbly, that means you might have kidney disease because you have protein. Protein makes urine bubble. And if you're passing or losing protein, your kidneys are like a filter. So when protein passes through, that means you have holes in your filter because your kidneys are trying to save the protein. So if your urine is bubbly, that could be a sign of kidney disease. If your stool is yellow, that could be a sign of gallbladder or liver issues. If your stool is white, that could be a sign of liver issues. If your stool is black, that could be a sign that there's bleeding, an ulcer, cancer. So you guys have work to do. Look at these things. And if there is an issue, tell your doctor. Your doctor will not pick up everything on a physical. People say, I had a complete physical. I was like, oh, good. What did they do? Well, was that work? And they checked my heart and lungs. Did anybody look at your urine? Did anybody look at your poops? You need to do that, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think I read an op-ed in Time Magazine that spoke about how the future of healthcare is bleak because of the all the issues that we're seeing with hospitals and staff. And I've said this myself, too. We got some problems ahead of us. In my neck of the woods, a hospital that I trained at and Candy Stripe that is now closing their inpatient. Desert Springs Hospital will only be having their ER open. But I think about 1,000 employees are going to be affected. They're going to need to find new jobs because they're closing the inpatient. Not sure why. Hopefully I'll find out some of the details on that soon. But that's frustrating because we don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough hospital beds. We are in no position to be closing down hospital facilities. The ER will be open, but if you can't admit the patient, where does the patient go to? I mean, at least we could treat people in ERs, but Desert Springs Hospital has been one of the older hospitals in my area. As I said, I candy striped. I volunteered there as a undergrad in the 90s. Could be money. Could be nobody's paying their bills. Could be they can't find staff. But if you can't staff your inpatient and you're not getting paid, there's only so much you could do. So it was some shocking news to see one of our older hospitals. And by the way, in Las Vegas, things aren't that old, right? Because we're still a young city compared to other cities back east. But it's not good. We just don't have enough hospitals in my neck of the woods. So to see something like that close. Now, in New York, looks like they did make some headway. And the nurses in the two New York City hospitals who were striking appear to be back. The three-day strike has ended after they reached a tentative contract agreement that union officials said offers better working conditions and pay raises. This is according to AP News. The tentative deals are for Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan and Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. It will include raises totaling 19% over 3 years. Nurses came back today, from what we understand, and Governor Kathy Hochul greeted the nurses before dawn. The nurses were represented by the New York State Nurses Association. They walked out Monday after negotiations with management didn't go well. Each hospital has over 1,000 beds and 3,500 or more union nurses. The union, according to AP News, stressed staffing levels was a key concern, saying that nurses who labored through the grueling peak of the coronavirus pandemic are stretched far too thin because too many jobs are open. Nurses, and they're right. They're not wrong. Nurses say they have had to work overtime, handle twice as many patients as they should, skip meals, and bathroom breaks. This is something I told you guys that, I mean, I dealt with when I was in training. You just didn't have time to pee. You didn't have time to eat, and I was skinny. But that doesn't make a healthy worker. Do you really want your nurse to be underslept, overworked, exhausted, and malnourished, and fighting a UTI, possibly going into pyelonephritis? No, you don't. So according to the union, they said, though, NYSNA, yep, President Nancy Hagans, said, through our unity and by putting it all on the line, we won enforceable safe staffing ratios at both Montefiore and Mount Sinai, where nurses went on strike for patient care. Today, we can return to work with our heads held high, knowing that our victory means safer care for our patients and more sustainable jobs. Hochul said the nurses are going to receive a well-deserved 19% pay increase here, also better benefits, higher wages for those with higher education, and again, a working environment that allows them to focus on patient care. Union officials plan to provide details of the contract a little bit later at a briefing today, and the hospitals say they've been grappling with widespread nursing shortages. So how does this miraculously get fixed? Well, my guess is hospital beds are going to be closed down. And wards are going to be closed. If a hospital can't staff, now, is it because they want to save money? That people are applying, going, I want the job, and they're like, we're going to pass. Or is it that they have ads out saying, please, we're hiring, and nobody's answering them? The nurses that are coming to work, God bless them, have a point. You know, they're the ones coming to work and they're getting spanked because they have to now take on the extra workload. Then hospitals are going to have to lower the workload. How does a hospital lower a workload for a nurse? Less patients, fewer patients. Now, I don't know what's happening in my neck of the woods with my hospital, but my guess is if the nurses are like, look, I'm handling 5-6 patients and I'm only supposed to be handling 3 or 4. Or whatever the ratio is, then those beds cannot be occupied by a patient. So you have to pay the nurses you have. Inflation's ridiculous. Nurses won't want to come back to work if they can make more money not working. So things have to be done. Things have to be fixed. But at some point, this isn't sustainable. And I'm not saying we should feel sorry for hospitals. Trust me, okay? I'm not playing a violin. But look at what's going on with the Arizona hospital in Yuma. They're like, the taxpayers are having to pay for the migrants using the hospital. The hospital is so full, it's so overrun, because there's 1,000 people coming a day across the border in Arizona, and they need medical help because they've gone or had a long journey, they might have been attacked, some of them pregnant, some of them didn't get good prenatal care. And so the citizens of that city and the residents of that city can't use that hospital, and the migrants don't have money to pay. So that hospital eventually can't, who pays? I mean, the federal government may have to print money and give it to them. But this system is not sustainable. You know, people keep saying, well, we need universal health care. We need universal health care. Okay, can you walk me through how that works? As a doctor, I don't see how that's sustainable. You want to give free health care to everybody in America. Well, we only have 360 million. Okay, that number is changing by the day. And healthcare is expensive. Where does the money come from? Years ago, I said, we're going to have to be careful or we're going to be looking at $10 hamburgers. We're already at $15 hamburgers. Our money doesn't go as far as it goes. So, you know, the nurses needed 19% raises. Some of you might be like, well, gosh, that's ridiculous, but things went up 19%. Now, I'm noticing gas went down a little bit, but still. $4 a gallon? I think my gas was at $4.30 a gallon. That's still ridiculously high. So if your gas has gone up 50%, somebody asking for a 19% raise is not being that unreasonable. The only thing is how do you realistically manage that? How do you pay for that? In Missouri, Governor Mike Parson has asked lawmakers to increase wages for state government employees and child care staff working overnight. In a budget request submitted, he asked for an 8.7% cost of living increase for all state government workers and for staffers working evening and overnight shifts in congregate care facilities to be paid more $2 more an hour. Apparently, the government is continuing to struggle recruiting and retaining state workers in critical departments. There are 7,000 vacant positions across the state. They say if we allow state government to fall behind, we allow Missourians to fall behind. So now, private sector has to compete with city workers. And if city workers who have cush jobs aren't filling the jobs, we got a labor problem. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules.
For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.